Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Quit slapping them, Bob. Just be nice. Be gentle.
Loan me your sidearm.
Just be gentle with them. Just, you know, just click them on like that. Christ, it's older than you are. Hey. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. 7:06 on December the 9th. 605-4567. Give us a call. Tell us how you are. It's getting up time. And go to your computer. You can hear us streaming at KCNR 1460, and you can start chatting with us. We like to chat. We like to talk. And, of course, we're always joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Bad Bob. It's not still not your birthday, is it?
No, that's okay. That's behind me.
That's, I've noticed that. There's a lot of cats here.
As are most of my years.
Hey, but you know what? We have her back today. You know, the day she isn't here is like a day without sunshine. Aww. Yeah, turn on her
it
too.
Is, it is on.
Good
okay.
Morning.
It's not on.
Good morning.
Oh, you're on the wrong
one. You're on number four.
Okay. We are together.
No, stop. Go back to the same one.
Good morning and welcome. Somebody's been in here playing.
Well, we've had people in here yesterday.
Recording shows.
Where we're recording shows for Christmas.
Right.
Because we're having everybody pre-record shows for Christmas Day, having special shows, and when they did, they switched all the microphones around.
Well, good morning, if you could just see, you know, so we, but it looked like it was in the same location. I'm sitting in the same place. But anyway, good morning, and I just want to let you know that when I am on assignment, I really am on assignment. Lots of internet and researching, actually, and we have put this out to you before. But before we go anywhere, you've got to know what the weather is. 49 degrees. There's going to be a chance of showers today with a high of 55. So, and then we'll have tonight will be chance of showers as well. And Friday we'll have the same chance of showers. Finally, Saturday. Sunday's going to be sunny. It'll be partly cloudy on Saturday night. But we put this out to you before that we are, of course, Dr. Laura has given her notice. And we are putting it out to you, and I did. I've had a few people send me links because in January, which you know is not very far from now, we are going to have to replace that three-hour program from 7 to 10 p.m. And so we are talking to our affiliates. We're listening to shows. It's a big decision. We want to hear from you because you, the listeners, are the ones that, you know, that's what makes the difference. And so anyway, there you go. We've been working on that, and
just send us your emails to Carl or Linda at kcnr1460.com, who you'd like to hear.
Also, I want to do a little step back in time. The U.S. Post Office in Washington, Delaware, offered Christmas seals for sale for the very first time on this day in 1907. Contributions of the original seals designed by Emily Bissell helped the fight against tuberculosis. And so that began on this day. There's also a wonderful step backs in time. In 1788, George Washington sold his racehorse, Magnolia, to Colonel Henry Lee. Of course, there were 5,000 acres of Kentucky farmland in the trade. In 1884, Levant Richardson of Chicago received his patent for the ball-bearing roller skate. And also, you might want to remember, in 1953, Frank Sinatra recorded Young at Heart. The song was turned down by Nat King Cole and, believe it or not, became a top hit in the U.S. in March of 1954. Well, we can go on. There's all kinds of things, but we've got a full day. We've got Pete Privett coming in this morning at 8 o'clock. We also have a young, fine musician that will be here at 7:30 that has been selected out of thousands and thousands of people in the United States, and we're going to be telling you and sharing with you her story. But we've got to take a break. Welcome to Free Fire Radio this morning, 7:09 in the morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 7:13 in the morning, December the 9th, 2010.
What does a Christmas season do for you? What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite Christmas special that you go back to year after year? Just like we like at a certain time, Easter time, we like to watch The Wizard of Oz. It's a tradition. So I'd love to hear from you about what is your favorite Christmas song, or perhaps, and you can text me or email me at KCNR1460. But recently I read a report, which is really interesting, about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has always been my favorite. And it's done kind of like, almost like claymation, but not, and that was in 1964. Well, according to a specific wonderful article that's in USA Today, they talk about some of the specials that have been rated as good, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is at the top of that, which I loved. And they talk about bad, Babes in Toyland, 1986. Good, Charlie Brown Christmas Special, 1965. Bad, Silver Bells, 2005. And it gives the reasons of, you know, why we keep going back to these kind of feel-good and the songs that are in these specials. And I think, Rudolph, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but anyway.
National Lampoon's Christmas. It's a classic.
How about White Christmas with Bing
Crosby?
When
the cat gets shot across the room for biting into the electrical. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you're pacing the floor over there. I know you got to just...
Well, you know what? There are so many things going on in the world, and I realize that, yes, it's Christmas time and all this, but... Gosh, the taxpayers in Shasta County were given a big gift last night. But let's go to Jay first. Jay.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, Jay.
Good morning.
What's about?
Well, you know, I have a odd brain. So when Linda was giving a little this day in history kind of a historical thing, I thought it was interesting, you know, when George Washington, he sold that horse to Light Horse Harry Lee. You know, that was Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general's father.
Right.
And, you know, I was just thinking about how little things can really affect history. Because Robert E. Lee was offered the Army of the Potomac by Abraham Lincoln. But he refused to do so because he felt that he would be betraying his neighbors and his state. The irony of history is that if he had actually taken that commission, the South would have been defeated much faster because he was such a masterful general. The war would have been over much quicker, and the damage to the South and Virginia in particular would have been much less. And I just was thinking about how little, you know, wondering, with all these things that are happening to us today, with the taxes and all these different things, how are we going to be looking back on these in 100 years, you know, our great-grandchildren? How are they going to be looking at all this?
Well, they're going to probably say, gee, I wish, you know, Grandpa and Great-Grandpa had taken a stand and had, you know, had stood up for what they believed in. And, you know, right or wrong, that's what Lee did. He stood up for what he believed in. And you're absolutely right. If he had gone to the other side, war would have been over sooner, probably. Of course, you don't know for sure, but let's just say it would have been over sooner. It would have, and it would have been, Reconstruction would have been a lot easier. The whole thing. Who knows what would have happened, but. You know, who knows what would have happened if my father had been on a different ship.
Yeah, exactly. But kind of it just got me to thinking. And, you know, I mean, you look at these taxes, for instance. I'm just laughing at the news reports because they're saying, oh, it's going to cost us billions of dollars in extra to the budget for these tax cuts. First of all, they're not tax cuts. They're just not raising taxes during a recession.
Right.
And second of all, they're easily going to get the money back in tax revenues from the added business that's going to be coming.
You know, and here's the funny thing about this, Jay. It's not funny, it's sad. This is what everybody's been saying for 2 years, and it's taken till now for Obama to go, oh, wait a minute. This is the way to do it.
There's, you mean it's taken until November for that to happen, what you've been to say.
Well, you're exactly right, because then he brings out his own tax people that says, hey, you know, this is really going to be a boost in the arm to the economy. And it's like, well, where have you been for 2 years? This
you
is what
you have a ride.
You know, and unemployment, new unemployment claims, 417,000 this past week. Oh, it's down. That's a good sign. Excuse me, it's still 417,000 new ones. It hasn't been below 400,000 in, what, 2 years? You know, so
we only lost almost half a million people. Right on, we're doing good.
Yeah, you know, it's the whole thing is that now you've seen it. You know, now you're seeing it. What? You could have seen this a while ago. Okay,
well,
let me ask you a question, Jay, as long as we have you on. Tom Armolino, good guy. Shasta school superintendent, just got a 10.8% raise. Takes him up to $159,000, or $157,000.
Did you hear about that? If he was the only superintendent of the area, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I like what you were saying the other day. We got way too many school districts.
Well, I think
it's time we consolidate this thing.
Yeah, 22 school superintendents.
Well, every superintendent's got an office. Every office has got a staff. Every staff has got a pension plan. Are you beginning to get the drift here?
Oh, yeah. You know, and here's the thing is that, you know, it's not just, it's the fact is the school board. I mean, his that's an elected position, but his position's an elected position. Well, we didn't want to lose him. He runs for election. I mean, and nobody ran against him. And one of the people actually said, I think her words, exact words, was Susan Wilson says she wanted to give him more. And,
look, you know, I don't have a problem with a guy who's doing a good job, getting a good pay. You know, I have no problem with that. I'm not going to hate on him. But I will say this. It's time we start consolidating and getting serious, because we're either going to do it now when we have a little breathing room, or we're going to do it later when we have no choice. And then it's really going to be ugly.
Well, here it is. You know, we do have to consolidate. We do have to go into consolidated admin. There's somebody that's going to have to bite the bullet to put some of these districts together. But here's the other thing. A 10.8% pay raise right now, after they shut down the junior ROTC program, they've been, you know, shutting down music programs, math programs, and all these other things, is probably not the thing to do. I'm not saying Tom doesn't deserve his $142,000 he makes a year, and maybe even a raise, but this sends out the wrong message to everybody. Never once in my whole time have I ever seen the bloggers on Record Searchlight agree on one thing, and they did on this.
That's what I'm saying.
Not that he's not a good man, not that he doesn't deserve a good pay. It's like, what is the school board thinking? When we're fighting over paying firemen and policemen, giving them raises, and we give the school superintendent 11%, almost 11%.
The big problem we have is we have too many empire builders with very small empires.
Well, we've got people on the school board who have lost contact with reality, obviously.
Well, yeah. I mean, we basically have a bureaucracy and so many layers of government that have just gotten out of control.
Yeah, you know, and they voted themselves a raise, too. Anyway, hey, we've got to go. Thanks, Jay, for the phone call.
It was nice chatting with you.
Chatting with you. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, North State. How are ya? 7:24 in the morning. This is KCNR 1460. That's right, 1460 on your dial. All right, Carl's amped up. Continue on. By the way, Jimmy, in your chat room, and we're talking about favorite Christmas songs, a Christmas story. If you go to USA Today online, there's a wonderful article about, you know, why some of our Christmas specials have remained to be our favorites and why some aren't. And the music and the scores, how important they've kind of played a part in our annual tribute to Christmas, homage at family and the feel-good part of growing up and Santa Claus and all that good stuff.
Well, you know, just to finish up, and I'm not finished up with the superintendent salary thing. We need to talk about this some more over the next couple of weeks, because this board member, Steve McFarlane, said they headed up a committee to study the superintendent's pay. Honestly, I think we wanted to give him even more money, said board member Susan Wilson. Remember that name? Board member Rhonda Hall said she was concerned about what the public would think about such a raise while education program funding is being cut. I know Tom is very deserving of a raise, but I'm concerned what the community thinks, Hall said, noting that the Reading city manager and city attorney passed it up. McFarlane and other board members agreed with Hull, but said they wanted to stay competitive with what other counties and districts are paying. Yeah, but why are they paying that? It's because they compare it to other counties. This is a self-fulfilling prophecy. We have 20% unemployment. We're cutting out school. We're cutting out sheriffs. We're cutting out firefighters. We're cutting out police. We're cutting programs. We're giving 11% raises to school superintendents, and there's 23 superintendents in the system in Shasta County. Somebody tell me, call me, tell me why this is happening.
I'll listen. Okay. Berkeley has done it again. Berkeley is mulling a resolution to honor the Army private accused of passing secret information to WikiLeaks. That's right. These are the same guys that tried to outlaw Marine recruiters in Berkeley and got their noses spanked. Amid calls from some politicians to press treason links charges, which could carry the death penalty, the Berkeley, California City Council is entertaining a resolution to declare that guy a hero, City Peace and Justice Commissioner. What in the hell does a city need a City Peace and Justice Commission? Berkeley, you are so screwed up. No wonder we're going down the tubes. A City Peace and Justice Commissioner who authored the resolution told the San Francisco Chronicle that Manning is a patriot who deserves a medal. Well,
odd interpretation of the word.
I'm sitting right here too, folks.
You know,
in
Ryan Panucci, a spokesman for AMVETS, which represents roughly 180,000 U.S. veterans, said the city council would be wise to vote down that resolution in support of Manning. And I believe it would be appalling to commend someone like Bradley Manning, who has betrayed his country and disgraced his uniform. Manning not only compromised American interest, he's got blood on his hands for our Afghan allies, sought out by the Taliban from the first leaks. Anyway, this one guy says he considers the resolution's chance of passing to be 50-50. Well, that's only if everybody's gotten into medicinal marijuana before you get to the city council meeting. You know, it's just things like that that just, you know, irritate me. You know, I mean, it's just stupid. It's stupid, and it's, you know, on their part. Okay.
Could you explain in just the last 2 minutes... Exactly. Break down the DREAM Act. The House approved the DREAM Act last night. Well, I pray it doesn't go into law.
Well,
that's out of our chat room.
What the DREAM Act is, it passed along the along party lines, 216-198, and the Senate is going to kill it. So that's not going to happen. But it would provide legal residency to undocumented young people. That's illegals. Who graduate from high school, complete 2 years of college or military service, and have no criminal record. So, there are illegals that are here who have graduated from high school. Well, in itself, it seems to be since the dropout rate for people and is high. Complete 2 years of college, which we pay for, our taxes pay for in many cases, that's one of the things problems we're in right now, or military service and have no criminal record. I got news for you. You can have people that are here that have joined the military, and they get into a fast track, but they have to have a visa, and then they can join. They don't have to be they don't have to be citizens to join the military. Anyway, it's a nightmare act. That's what I think. It'll never pass. Carl and Linda Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, at 7:34 in the morning on December the 9th, 2010. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, 244-1988, Doug Tullio put in Dish Satellite for you. He's got rebates that you can get free Dish Satellite, 100 channels plus HD for free. That's right, it's for free with these rebates. But you got to give them a call and find out how to do that. That's 244-1988. I know you're saying that can't be free. Call Doug, 244-1988. Local guy, local business, does great work.
Welcome to the show. And the weather today is going to be a high of 55, 50% chance of showers. And tonight is going to be low of 45 with chance of showers. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We have a special guest in the house right now, Rick Norton, who is the Transportation Safety Manager of Walmart. We're talking about some special things that are coming up, but right now we are talking about a specific fundraiser. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. Okay, so...
It's not really a fundraiser, per se. Is it kind of a mark of respect, a dinner that's happening?
Absolutely, it's a mark of respect. What we're trying to do here is, this meal is free. It is what we're calling it is a serviceman's feast. It's a free dinner for those who, soldiers, families of soldiers, veterans and widows, firefighters, law enforcement, Forest Service, EMTs, public servants, just about anyone that does something for us that we can't or don't have the capacity to do for ourselves. And it's a wonderful thing that that we're able to do this. It's not a fundraiser at all because it doesn't cost anyone anything. There have been some folks that have donated to us. We had 40 turkeys donated to us by Trader Joe's. We've had 3,000 rolls donated. We've had we're expecting 500 to 700 people, and so there are a lot of folks that we're looking to provide for. Mostly, what this is for is the servicemen are providing for the country, and their family are the support group for them, and we're more or less just a support group for the support group.
You know, when we were approached on this one, it was a we knew it was about the National Guard and some of our reserves. They've been called. In fact, we're leaving before Christmas, and then, like you said, it's gotten to be. I mean, and so now we understand that it's going to be anybody that serves our community is welcome to this free dinner.
Yes.
Okay, Serviceman's Feast. Turkey, ham, and dinner. December 20th, Monday, from 4 to 8, Veterans Memorial Hall. Soldiers, families of deployed veterans and widowed, firefighters, law enforcement, firefighters, Forest Service, EMTs, public servants. This is incredible. Is this the first time this has happened? Is this the first annual?
This is the first annual. This is something that was put together by two folks, one that I'm sure that you know well, Fred Solanti.
Yay, Fred.
Fred is a good guy. He's an awesome individual. Also, Tony Ginocchio, he is a driver for Walmart. And Walmart has many giving and donating type programs. One of them is called Walmart Heart. And Tony is the leader of Walmart Heart in the Red Bluff area. And the wonderful thing about Walmart Heart is we are able to support this, but this is truly a groundswell. It's a grassroots effort. Tony does the things that he does on his own. He doesn't get paid for the things that he's doing. Tony's a truck driver. He goes around, he delivers Walmart freight, he picks up freight that goes back to the Walmart distribution center on his truck, and he does this kind of thing on his spare time. But he has such a heart for giving, and he and Fred actually met up with each other at a funeral. Imagine Fred being at a funeral, right? But Fred is part of the Missing in America project, and they both, as children, were friends, and they were reunited 30, 40 plus years later. And so, this is a terrific blend of people that are doing things for the community. This, being one of them, this is the first annual.
So, Rick, as our listeners are listening and people are thinking, wow, you know, my neighbor's down, their son is deployed or they happen to be, like you said, a firefighter, what you're doing is you're honoring those who serve. What can our listeners or what can we do to help support the evening? Do you need... when I say it's obviously not a fundraiser because you're providing, but is there something that you possibly need that evening?
Basically, what we are needing more than anything else is just what you're doing here, is word of mouth, letting people know that, hey, there's something going on, and it's for you. Now, if you think about what goes on, we have, I don't know how long people are going to be deployed. This is one meal out of thousands of meals that these people are going to have when their service member is gone. That's not what we're looking for. What we're looking for is we're looking to put these people together in a situation where they can sit down and see somebody across the table from them and say, you know what, I didn't realize that you had kids. Well, I do have kids, but actually I'm raising my grandkids. And so therefore they can build relationships that they are going to need when the deployed soldiers are gone.
Yeah, most of the time when we deploy in the regulars, we deployed, they set up wives trees and wives organizations that would get together all the time. It's a lot harder
in the National Guard and Reserves because they're scattered so much. So if they find out that, oh my gosh, I've got, you know, or somebody else in my husband's unit, and they only live two blocks away, that gives them a feeling of reinforcement and somebody to go to and talk to.
Right.
So it's a great what you're doing here. We've got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 744, December the 9th. Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley are constantly doing those types of things that support our community. They have Espresso Joe's there, by the way, that has, like, gosh, 30 different types of coffees that you can be served 40 different ways. They have all types of great Christmas presents for the coffee lovers, for the tobacco aficionados. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Currently 50 degrees for you just tuning in. It's going to be high today at 55, mostly cloudy with showers. And we love to always say that the weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards tomorrow night, Friday night. Candace Lavosi, Rick Hill, the greatest jazz trio in the world, Johnny Gonzalez, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle. And I'm going to have a good time. We're going to do music out at Anselmo's tomorrow night from 6 to 9. I think we're close to being sold out. Yeah. But the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Hey, Rick Norton is our guest. He's from Walmart. Walmart and
Transportation Safety Manager, Rick Norton.
They're supporting this great effort to pay some respect and to... It's a free meal, which is really more than just a meal. It's a way of networking people that are in the National Guard, the Reserves, the EMTs, and all of that.
December 20th.
December 20th.
Veterans Hall, 4 to 8 p.m.
One of the we just got something in on the chat room says, getting to the studio guest is a great thing you are doing. Not only you're doing, but Fred Salanti, and you said you're one of your drivers. So what's his name again?
Tony Ginocchio.
Hey, Tony, here's our hats off to you, and if we had a bell, we'd ring that. It's going to be on the... Okay, I have a small bell. Okay.
Kind of a tinkle. We have a bell in the office.
I'm going to get a bigger bell.
Yeah,
here.
Okay.
Next year, we'll have a bigger bell, because we're a bigger station then. Oh, Jimbo's over there giggling at me. Hey, Jimbo. Okay, this is going to be on the 20th. At the VA Center on Yuba Street.
The Veteran Hall.
Right.
Correct. There's going to be toys there for children. There are a couple of toy drives that we're going to, the culmination of which is going to end at the facility. And so there will be toys for the children as well. And hopefully we'll be able to, as you said, get some networking done and have some folks there that are going to be able to relate with one another and you know, lay an eyeball on each other and know that there's someone else that's there at 3 o'clock in the morning missing their loved one as well.
Somebody to call and somebody to talk. I've had other veterans that have something has triggered episodes of post-traumatic stress or just things just you want to talk about. We get together. You can say even at Tobacco and Brew, you'll see a circle of veterans ranging from Vietnam, sometimes Korea, up through the global war on terror, sitting there together talking, and it can never be discounted how important something like that is. So this is a great thing that you're all doing.
Thank you very much. If I could, sure. I'd like to let you know that Tony is the principal mover and shaker as far as the wreaths across America. These wreaths come from upstate in Maine, and they are throughout the entire country. Tony is in charge of this end of it, and they, from what I understand, they're going to take the wreaths on the 11th to Igo, and they're going to be laying the wreaths there, and it's just a wonderful thing to be able to honor the living and honor the dead for their service as well.
Yeah, and that's going to happen the 11th. It's going to start at noon. I'd be there a little bit early. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem.
That's out at Igo Cemetery. It's going to be a beautiful evening.
It will be. It always has been.
Wonderful way, again, to honor our fallen.
Right. Hey, okay, Rick, well, thank you so much for coming in here and talking about this. We'll make sure we keep putting the word out that on Monday at what time?
4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock, it's going to start. The dinner, it goes from four till
8 o'clock, or until whenever the food runs out.
Okay, from 4 to 8 o'clock, and it's to it's for the families of those deploying soldiers and Marines and airmen, and also though the emergency medical, police, fire, all.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks a lot, and Rick Norton, he's from Walmart and from his people for helping us this. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and you're welcome.
Okay, we're going to take a quick
break here,
Carl and Linda Bott. We've got something else that's happening that's just happening today that we need to talk about one of our men that's deployed off to combat had a terrible tragedy, and we need to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good thing we're getting a new board here. Hey, it's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting on KCNR 1460. It's 7:53 on December the 9th. Just in, the county school superintendent, Tom Armellino, turned down the pay raise. He wrote this in a letter to the board last night. You know, of course, that we were talking about it earlier. Not that Tom's a bad guy. We've had him on. He's a great guy. Not that, you know, that we're not hitting what he makes as a school superintendent, but a 10.8% pay raise into what's happening to today was just ill-advised, and especially right after the election. If you wanted to do that, why don't you just say, hey, the next school superintendent is going to be making this much money? Well, anyway, to me, Tom Armellino is, you know, he's standing up and he's saying, hey, wait, this is just not the time to do it. He said in a letter that though he appreciates the board's recommendation, it would be not right for him to accept a salary increase at this time. I cannot in good conscience take a raise in my salary in one school year larger than the employees I serve with. Also said he doesn't want to compromise labor relations. I value both their hard work and trust, et cetera, et cetera. So, but that doesn't take Steve McFarland and Susan Wilson and all the other people on the school board off the hook, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, we're going to change subjects here. Our guest, Larry Sperling.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. You've got something here that you got a hold of me yesterday about that we needed to get you in and talk about it. Tell our listeners what's going on here.
Well, what we have going is we have a National Guard member that's a very valuable member of our community, just in the nature of what he does with the National Guard. And during Thanksgiving holidays, his house burned totally to the ground. They lost everything. He's got four children, and so we figured that we needed to do something real quick, and so we're going to go ahead and have a spaghetti dinner drive-through out in the Holiday Market parking lot in Palisadro on Deschutes Road this afternoon. Scheduled between 5 and 7, but we'll probably be set up and ready to go by around 4.
Okay, now Staff Sergeant Patterson is a member of the 132nd Engineer Company here in the California National Guard. He's deployed now. He's getting ready to deploy, or he has been. He's just an integral member of of the Guard. Okay. And they had the house fire on Rocking Horse Lane and just totally lost everything.
Correct.
Over Thanksgiving. That's terrible.
Yeah, that unit also is getting prepared to deploy. Part of that unit left Monday morning, this past Monday morning at 4 in the morning. And he's preparing the troops. He's the training NCO.
Okay.
So a lot of things on his mind. And so we just like to help him out a little bit. And the community is very supportive, and we're looking forward to it.
Okay, so spaghetti dinner, it's only $7. It's a drive through. You go down to the Holiday Market parking lot in Palisadro. I think everybody knows where that's at.
Yes.
And just between the hours of 5 and 7, which will be there a little bit earlier.
Right.
So if you go there, anywhere there, probably from 4:30 to 7, you can get your spaghetti dinner, and all the money will go to the Staff Sergeant Peterson. I'm sorry, Patterson and his family.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I take 30 seconds?
Yes,
to say
please.
Something?
Sure.
Of course.
We just I'm the Chief of Staff for the Veterans of Foreign Wars here in the northern part of California, and we just had the opportunity to spend this last Sunday with the 132nd Engineer Company, the National Guard Company. And it's their drill weekend, and so we supplemented their food supplies so they could have their families in, not knowing if this would be the last holiday meal that they would share due to the deployment coming up and some of them leaving. And so this kind of goes hand in hand with the guests just before me. Those are absolutely wonderful young men and women. The opportunity to be with them is just right across the board. You see families, expectant mothers, single parents, loving husbands and wives and grandparents. So what they're going to do here on the 20th, I think, is absolutely worthwhile. And it will give all those veterans and their families a chance to get together, see each other, and realize that they're just the normal people that walk around in Reading and work in Reading and go to school here.
It's a time to commune.
Yes, it is, and it's just absolutely wonderful that that they're able to do that.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful that you all are able to do that yourselves. The fact is that, and we talk about this all the time, unless you've got somebody involved in these wars, people don't think about it. And I don't mean this in a bad sense. That's the way we've raised this war to be. Let's do it on the cheap. Let's do it like this. Let's even though that people are sacrificing for it, it's in small groups. It's people that go, oh gosh, I know Staff Sergeant Patterson. He's gone over there. We're having people killed every week or wounded every week in combat. It's not up there on the papers anymore. Who knows why? With the media, it depends on who's in the office. Not trying to politicize this, but that's what it seems like. We're not talking about, what's going on here. And yet, our young men and women are leaving every day.
Correct. When we were there, they read a list of the ones that deployed on Monday. And then that will be followed up the 2012-13 year with a 150-man deployment out of Reading.
Right.
And on the list was a young individual that my daughter was with in Afghanistan in 2007.
Uh-huh.
He was wounded. And he's on the list. He's on his way back.
Right.
And just a wonderful guy going to school. You see him on the street and you think, what a gregarious, fun guy. So these are members of our community. They're our children and our relatives and our neighbors.
And they're all heading out for Christmas. And that's where they're going. Okay. Larry Sperlin, thank you so much for everything you do. And again, tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, Holiday Market parking lot in Palo Cedro. Spaghetti dinner, 7 o'clock, to help make up for that house fire that destroyed Staff Sergeant Sean Patterson's house. We'll talk about it again in the next hour, too.
Thank you very much, Carl, and thank you very much, too, Linda.
Thank you so much.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Reading.
Most just became the system.
Claim they have a high school degree. And
well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:05, December the 9th, 2010. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. You got a question, just hop on there. Thanks for the comments there on the chat room, guys. That's very nice of you all to say those things. Most of the times, there are other things you say. Hey, of course, we're joined by Bad Bob and my beautiful bride, Linda. One of the things we want to talk about real quick before we bring on our very esteemed guest, and anybody that brings us gifts becomes immediately esteemed.
A box of See's candies, yeah. What are you talking about?
He became esteemed right then.
Yes, he always has been esteemed, but now he's really especially esteemed.
We've been talking about a lot of different things today that has gotten us going. One of them, if you look at the front page of the Record Searchlight, which, by the way, we like the Record Searchlight most of the time. Board raises superintendent's salary. The board, Shasta County's Board of Education, voted to give Superintendent Tom Armolino a 10.8% pay raise. Well, we had comments about that this morning.
Screaming comments.
Well, it wasn't screaming. It was not screaming. And it's not at Armolino. No. Tom's been on the show before. He's a straight, upright, honest,
We like Tom.
Good guy at what he does. He's got a tough job. Our beef was with the school board, who has lost all touch with reality. And I still believe that. But here's what happened. Tom Armolino turned it down. He wrote a letter last night and he said, hey, thanks, but no thanks. They voted unanimously. That's right. There wasn't one person in that whole school board that thought, maybe this may not be a good idea, even after saying they thought it wasn't a good idea. Anyway, we'll follow this on up later on. Anyway, he said in the letter that he appreciates the board's recommendation. It would not be right for him to accept a salary increase at this time when they're cutting back on things in the
in the schoolroom and take a raise and a salary in a school year larger than the employees I served with. So, Tom, it was a good thing to do. Proud of what you did. But we still got to take a good look at what's going on in our schools and how much money's being spent there, how much is really getting right down to the students themselves. But the school board, Steve McFarland, you headed up the committee, Susan Wilson, who said that she wanted to give him even more money. What do you do, Sil? What do you do, Susan? And other people that said essentially that Rhonda Hall said she was concerned about what the public would think. You think, Rhonda? Okay, enough of that. It's over. Tom did the right thing. We're proud of Tom. We'll vote for him again. Our guest today. Everybody take a deep breath. Pete Privett, you who heads up the Veterans Administration Clinic right here in Reading, and I guess North State. Is that correct?
Yes, there it is.
Well, welcome aboard, Pete. We've had you on several times, and just we've got to do this on a more regular basis. There's so many things going on.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Carl, and I always appreciate the opportunity to come on the radio and let folks know what's going on with the Veterans Administration, as well as encourage them to get in there and sign up. You may not be eligible for health care benefits, but if you're a veteran, by all means, check out your options.
Okay. You know, we're going to take a break early and do that, and we'll get back right into this. We'll have a little bit longer time to talk about you and what's going on at the clinic and everything. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Good morning, North State. KCNR 1460 on your dial this morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is the hotline. Here in the studio, what's on your mind currently? Foggy and 49 degrees. There's going to be a chance of showers today with a high of 55. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music. Love this place. Mike's Music is located off of Cypress Avenue, back behind, you know, where Pine Street and Cypress is, where the Safeway is. If you pump your gas there, it's back there.
Right behind the station.
But it's tucked back near Mike's Music. And what's really cool about Mike's Music is that, you know, his dad was in the big bands, and so he has grown up around music. I mean, he's a musician's cat, if you know what I mean. So. Lou White teaches there, and they've got rehearsal rooms in the back. They've got a wonderful recording studio there, but they've got specials going on right now, the Christmas sales, where if you decided you wanted to buy a drum set or a keyboard or a guitar for your kids, for your husband, for yourselves, or for your somebody in your family or a friend, they're doing the kind of all-inclusive package where they're going to throw in lessons. So it's not just like, ooh, isn't that cool to get your guitar and your amp and, you know, you're going to get a chance to learn the instrument from great people who know how to work an instrument. That's Mike's Music. So highly recommend going and checking it out, especially over these holiday times.
Okay, our guest is Pete Privett. And Pete is head of the what is exactly? I know you're head of the Veterans Administration Clinic right here. Is it the North State or is it the... just Reading.
Actually, my territory is Chico, Reading, and Yreka. We now have a clinic operational, very operational, in Yreka.
Oh, good. Great. Okay.
Does that mean you're on the road a lot?
My staff is. I go to Chico quite frequently. I don't get up to Yreka as often as I should.
Well, you know, Pete, you came here, what, about 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, you got here just about the same time we did, or I did. And one of the things is that when I started Free Fire Saturday, in August of 07. One of the things I wanted to find, because I was talking veterans issues, as we still do, I wanted to find out what the VA clinic was like. And went over there for the first time, about the time that you had been there. You got there around that same time.
In November,
okay. And I found that the experiences there at the clinic were nothing but superb for me. And the treatment I got there was absolutely first class. I just and you've been on several times to talk about the clinic, but I just wanted to just give my personal endorsement about how I've been treated over there at the VA clinic.
Well, I appreciate the comments, Carl, and the staff there is great. They're top notch. A lot of them are veterans themselves, and they appreciate what veterans have done for their country with the service. And they were good when I got there. I'm sure they're going to be good when I go.
Okay, since you've been there, what's happened to the clinic, or what have you seen as the clinic expanded the programs? I know you're always trying to do something new out there.
Well, I got to be honest with you, it's been quite a ride. We have expanded from roughly 100 staff members when I arrived, and we are probably up around 140 at this point in time. So that's a mixed blessing. We've got a lot of new programs. We've got a lot of new staff that we're providing services to, veterans. And the downside of that is that many of you veterans and visitors that come around the parking lot, you might have to circle a few times. So, I mean, that's that many more cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, I've noticed that. And on certain days, I mean, you park in the back 40.
Yeah.
If there was a back 40. You'd say that.
Our back 40 is across the street. Don't let the building owner say that, though.
I want to say one more time. I don't know the name of the gal, but we were in the VA clinic the other day, and this gal who cleans teeth. I wish I, you know, I'm going to shout out to her because I remember meeting her some time ago, and she says, she loves her job. So we were sitting in the clinic, and I can't remember for what or whatever, but she came by. Just a delightful, delightful lady, ready to see her patients, and loves what she does. And so that's what you have. There's never been a sour face when we've walked in, and whenever you've gone in for any particular reason, it seems just from a bystander coming with you, Carl, everybody's just been really a team.
Yeah. Well, it is, and it's true. And we just got one of the people in the chat room said that a shout out to you for what you did for his father, and that he had been treated very, very well.
There. Thank you, appreciate that.
Okay, you were talking about new programs.
Wow.
And you said yeah, a lot of new people, and you said there was other programs that were going on at the clinic.
Okay, we've just received a second ultrasound machine, so we're doing a lot more. Abdominal ultrasounds. We've always done the vascular and cardiac studies, but we're doing a lot more abdominal ultrasounds now, which saves a lot of veterans from having to make that trip down to Sacramento and Martinez. We've also installed a bone density unit that we can do osteoporosis studies on women and men. You guys out there, you experience osteoporosis too. If you're on long-term high doses of steroids, come in and see us. So we do them both. It should be operational in the next week or two. We're also looking forward to a remodel of our GI suite, gastrointestinal. We do endoscopies. So that should start up in early spring, we're hoping. And we are expecting our mammography remodel, actually installation and remodel of the space, to come around the same time. And that should be hopefully March, April time frame.
Well, Pete, I just want to give you a little indication of what's going on here in the chat room. And by the way, you can go to KCNR 1460 and just go online in the chat, and we're interacting. From one of our listeners, the VA clinic in Reading has provided me with the best medical care I've ever received, private or public. The next person, we must take care of our frontline heroes. And then it came to Dr. Lou Sherby, is the absolute best physician I have ever had. Then from somebody else, same opinion here. No doctor in private practice has ever called me that day to see how I felt. This is what's going on in our chat room about what's happening over at the VA clinic.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to hear that feedback. We do the best we can. We obviously can't please everyone, but it's good to know that there are folks out there that really appreciate what the Veterans Administration provides for them.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Pete Privett is our guest, director of the VA here, and not only our VA clinics that's here in Reading, but also Yreka and Chico. So join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, 605-4567.
And we're chatting and on KCNR1460.com. You can ask us questions that way, too. Or, Linda, check your email. I'm sure in case some people are doing that. Linda at KCNR1460.com.
Absolutely. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. If you're going to be going to, I keep saying this because I know what it is. It's Hostess Gift Time. It's give something to your favorite office employee or a gratitude gift to your neighbor or the guy who helps you with your yard. Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, coffee beans, tea. How about mulling spices? You know how great it is to get mulling spices at Christmas? So you have that cooking on the stove and you've got people coming over. It's that whole Christmas feeling. Tobacco and Brew. And we want to give a shout out always to Shelley and Joe, who do so much for our community. They are so extremely generous, and especially for the veterans. Their doors are always open. They have a meeting room that is free to those who call up and say, we need to meet. And so Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive.
They also have a program right now. You can go down and donate and get some very special handmade cigars. The money is going to the to build schools. I mean, there's a lot of things going on down there. Yeah, our guest Pete Privett, and he's here from the VA, and he heads up the VA clinic here in Reading, but not here, not only in Reading, but Yreka and Chico. Now we talked about we've got you're opening up new. A couple of new sites here. We talked about the CAT scanner, and that's been open for, I guess, for like 6 months.
6 or 8 months, right.
But you were a little bit surprised about the amount of work that you've been doing with this.
I am. I think previously we would have to send our veterans down to Sacramento or Martinez, or if it was an emergency, we'd buy it out in the community. But there didn't seem to be that much. Once we installed our unit, I think it's been just a blessing for our urgent care clinic, because there are so many cases now that we find critical disabilities and injuries in a short amount of time, and it's just so nice having it right across the clinic.
You know, the if you have the CAT scanner, then does an MRI, is that on the horizon, or should that be? Is that important?
MRI is probably a technology that we're going to be looking for in the next several years. I don't know that it's on the near horizon at this point.
Okay, one of the things that people talk about is was the VA or was our country? I guess you can't just say the VA, but was our country ready for this influx of hundreds of thousands of veterans coming back?
Well, we've been very fortunate. I think there was a considerable amount of planning in Washington within the VA and within Congress that we knew we were going to have a lot of. National Guard, a lot of Army and military reserves coming back. So we've been tooling up for this for quite some time, and fortunately we've had a number of good, strong budget years.
Okay. Do you see the treatment of the young warriors coming back from the global war on terror different than Vietnam, World War II? I know World War II, you're talking aged, like that, and age differences, but is there a difference in the treatment, attitude?
The younger veterans that are coming back to us now from Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts on the global war on terror, they're younger, they're more savvy. A lot of these young folks just want to get back to the world, and they put off coming into the VA. Those that do come in, we are trying to keep up with the demand in terms of offering new programs. Traumatic brain injury, for instance, we have a telemedicine program going on that we veterans that come in that we suspect have a traumatic brain injury from explosions or nearby head trauma. We have a camera set up with a highly experienced nurse that televises that interview with the nurse to a off-site location in, say, Martinez, with a specialist in that particular area. So we're trying to keep up with the demand, trying to advance our technology for services that we may not have on site, and we're using other sources to do that.
Yeah, because before they had to go to Sacramento or someplace to
yes.
to be seen. I know that depleted uranium, I was tested for that for the first time. I mean, 30 years of active duty, nobody ever tested me for it until I got back here. The big thing, though, is that you need to have all the veterans come down and sign up
for the clinic, if nothing else, is to be able to register them so if they ever need help in the future. But it also gives us an idea of the amount of amount of clinic space you may possibly need. Is that correct?
That's very true. And there's a couple of reasons for that, too. Number one, if you're eligible, in 2003, they instituted the means test, which is an income threshold that if you're above that and not service-connected, not you don't have a disability that was identified as being related to your service in the military, you may not be eligible for health care benefits. But if you come in and enroll, it sends a quantifiable number to Congress to tell them that, hey, there's a lot of suppressed demand out there. The economy, the decline in the economy, I should say, has driven a lot of veterans into the VA, and you know, due to employment loss and loss of health benefits and those types of things, as your income drops, a lot of folks are becoming more and more aware of the VA services, and job loss, obviously, loss of income, you may now qualify. So I would encourage any veteran to come in. And again, even if you don't qualify for health care services, we can get your numbers. We send them into Congress, and it gives them an idea of what the demand is.
Well, that's, you know, that's the important part, is letting Congress know what the demand is out here, because, you know, in so many other places we're behind. In fact, when we come back, I want to talk about that, is that people who have put in or have filled out the paperwork or that you all have seen already, there's a backlog of thousands of cases that, and I think they're still working on some of them from 2009. That I just want to address that to people that may not understand that. How much time we got left there, Bob?
30 seconds.
Okay. Our guest, Pete Privett from the VA clinic right here in Reading, and also he takes care of the one in Yreka and Chico, and has been our guest on several occasions to let everybody out there know what exactly is happening at the clinic. And when we come back, we've got some more questions we want to talk about, where Pete sees this going. Carl and Linda Bach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bach.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right there off Athens Avenue.
Yep.
Right there, Athens Avenue. Yeah, D.C.
Fuckering fuck-a-fast.
That was suffering succotash, Bob. Get back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, D.C. and Tim, and the Man in Black. They give great haircuts, great prices. And, you know, talking about veterans, if you're a veteran, you get a discount there, and you get a great haircut. I mean, great haircut at a discount. What more can you ask for? They're great Americans. They also support the veterans community. They also support anything, you know, that's going on to help the veterans. Great guys there. And you know what? It's really truly a barbershop. I was walking by someplace. Have your hair styled. They don't style hair. They cut hair. Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. Man's Last Stronghold. Right down there. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Go down there. Visit them. I'm going down there today or tomorrow. Okay, our guest. I just like that commercial. Pete Privett from the VA. Pete heads up the VA clinic here, Yreka and Chico. They've expanded like about 140 people now, and you're talking about the new spaces.
Right. Because of the new employees, because of significant increases in the number of veterans that are enrolling in our clinic, we have been forced to look for some additional space off-site. So we're in the process of negotiating with a couple of locations. We're actually looking for two. We're looking at a 10,000-square-foot annex, I'll call it, and we're going to place our rehabilitation medicine service, which is occupational therapy, chiropractic, and physical therapy. We're also going to relocate the eye clinic, the dental clinic, which I might add is going to expand from 1.5 dentists to 3 dentists. So we'll be able to provide a lot more timely service.
Is that full-time dentist?
Yes, it is.
And that's for 100% disabled?
You know, dental has their own eligibility criteria, and I got to be honest with you, I am not familiar with all the nuances.
Okay, sorry to ask that question.
Not a problem. audiology is also going to be relocated out in this space, as well as the compensation and pension examination. program. The reason we selected those particular services is because they don't really need to be adjacent to our urgent care clinic or primary care. They're high-functioning standalone programs, so they can pretty well get by on their own. The second site we're looking for is probably going to be in the neighborhood of about 3,000 to 4,000 square feet, and we want to relocate some of our administrative programs out there. We've got medical coders, medical records technicians, utilization review nurses, those types of programs that really can work from home. They can work from anywhere. So what that will allow us to do is backfill their vacant spaces in the main clinic with more doctors, more nurses, more scheduling staff, and hopefully provide additional services to veterans.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I know you have a strategic viewpoint, but I want to talk about something first and end up with that more of a positive thing, because this one is the backlog. I want to talk about the backlog for medical claims. You know, I've seen things, some of them have gone back to 2009 or even earlier than that, that people have put in for, you know, legitimate claims that just haven't been caught up with. Can you? I know that's not in your bailiwick specifically, but I know you've talked about it.
Well, I'll try not to step in anything here.
You've never stepped in anything here. You've done such a good job.
The Veterans Administration is broken up into three very different areas. There's Veterans Benefits, which handles the educational benefits, burial benefits, and also compensation for service-connected claims. Veterans Health Administration is the branch that I'm involved with, and we provide the health care services. The third branch is the Cemetery Administration. When veterans return from active duty, and I would encourage any veteran to do this, ask for a compensation and pension examination. And what that does, you come into, say, our clinic, for instance, request a compensation and pension exam. We will refer you to a veterans benefits counselor. You can also go to Bob Dunlap here in Shasta County, who does an excellent job. He will take your information, he will file your claim, and it's then submitted to the Veterans Benefits Administration. And they will process it, they will look up your military history, and they will determine whether or not your claim is legitimate. If they determine that it is, they send it to the Veterans Health Administration. For instance, again, my clinic. And we would schedule you, they would schedule you for a compensation and pension examination to basically validate those things that you're claiming in terms of medical disabilities. And you're right, there is a significant backlog. I can tell you that Northern California, which is a number of sites, including Martinez, San Francisco, Mather down in Sacramento, and so on, we would get 1,300 claims a month. And that was about a year ago. We are up to about 1,600 to 1,700 claims a month at this point in time.
So there's a backlog there.
Yes, yes.
I don't know any way they're going to fix that unless they bring on more people. And I don't see that happening.
Well, what we're doing to kind of address that backlog, and we really all take ownership of getting these claims processed in a timely fashion. We're looking for fee basis providers in the community. You know, a lot of these are specialty exams, such as audiology for tinnitus and optical exams, orthopedic exams, neurological exams, those types of things. So a lot of the services, a lot of the examinations that are asked for, we cannot do because we just don't have that specialty in the clinic. But we're always on the lookout for providers in the community that may be interested and may meet our qualifications to do those types of exams. So we're really working hard and working very closely with Veterans Benefits to bring that backlog down.
Great. Okay, Pete, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Pete Privett, who heads up the VA clinic here in Redding, Chico, and Yreka. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:44 in the morning, December 9th, 2010. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley's been in the business since 85, a veteran, does Dish Satellite. And right now he's got a deal that you can get Dish Satellite for free because he's got rebates. That's right, hundreds of channels, HD, the whole thing.
Give him a call, 244-1988. Make him so busy that he has to spend Christmas Eve putting in dish satellites.
Doctor, I have an itchy palm. I'm serious.
What?
My right palm, right where my thumb has been itching for about a month.
That money?
I don't. Does that mean money coming in or money going out? I'm just really curious.
Well, wait a minute. I can tell you right now.
Well,
what
I
it
just
means.
Want to know. It's been itching. I mean, all I'm just sitting there itching my palm, scratching my palm. I know that's really weird, but anyway, I want to also talk. Remember, tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, 6 p.m. We have North Star Sessions that are going to be appearing in town. They're going to be on the air tonight. We've got Product of the Week with Bethany. We've got On Stage with Lisa Collins. We have somebody from the Nutcracker that's going to be coming in, one of the dancers, talking about that show, as well as the Candle Connection. So that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Okay, our guest Pete Privett from the VA takes care of he's in charge, in fact, of the VA right here in Redding, the one in Yreka, and in Chico. Strategic vision, my friend.
Okay, I'm glad you asked, because rather than being spread out all over the community, we are looking for a consolidated location, and being such a large machine, our supply train is very, very long. By 2016, we are hoping to be in a replacement clinic from the one we have now, probably three times the size of that we're currently holding. We've got about 45,000 square feet under roof. We're looking around the neighborhood of 130,000, 140,000 square feet.
Wow.
Wow, that's great. That is great. You know, and we urge everybody, every veteran, you know, when I got out the first time, when I retired the first time, I didn't go by the VA. I didn't do anything like that. You know, I started my own business and took off. It really didn't have anything to do with the VA. When I came back, and we explained why that happened, you know, being in, wanted to go down and just check it out, see how good it was or bad it was. But we urge everybody that was a veteran to go down there and just sign up. You know, that's it, just to get your name on there. In the CMP, I believe, that physical.
Yes.
The reason that's important, my friends, is this. You younger guys out there, and I've got a lot of young Marines that we deal with, is this. You may have an injury that you're just right now, it doesn't bother you that much, that you received on active duty. You need to identify that, because, trust me, 10 years goes by, it comes back. And it happened while you're on active duty, you rate to have that taken care of. I believe that's correct.
It is, and thank you for bringing that up. We always encourage and we always welcome veterans to come in. We also welcome and encourage veterans' family members to come in if they have any questions. Please come into our business office at 351 Hartnell Avenue. And if you have questions, stop in and see our friendly business service staff, and they will answer them to the best of their ability.
I know we've just got a couple minutes left here. Post-traumatic stress, I know that's being seen. I know that's being out in town, but you're trying to pull, they're starting to do new things with that too.
We are. We are getting new staff in our mental health clinic all the time. We don't have a formal post-traumatic stress disorder clinic in our site. However, we have a lot of trained therapists, counselors, social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists that are very well versed in that particular area, and we are kind of expanding that service to the extent possible.
Okay, now here's this last question before we have to turn you loose is, are you planning on expanding the holistic approach at the VA with herbs and...
Or chiropractic care.
Chiropractic, acupuncture.
Natural remedies.
We do have a chiropractor on staff. He's been there for a number of years, Dr. Paris. But as far as the more holistic sciences, I don't know that VA is moving in that direction quite yet. I know we've been looking at alternative medicine for quite some time. There are occasions at some VA facilities that do refer to acupuncture and acupressure providers, so it's not unheard of.
And medicinal marijuana is no longer is that no longer a disqualifier?
It is not a disqualifier. However, the FDA has still classified medical marijuana, or marijuana period, as a controlled substance, as a street drug. So regardless of the state law, we are bound to follow federal law.
Okay. And that's a... that's.
I know it's controversial. It's always an uncomfortable, no matter where you are, how you feel about it, it's... is it, are you gonna, you know what I mean? That's exactly right. What's coming out of my throat. It's federal. Is it legal? Is it not legal? What happens if you carry it but you have a prescription? I mean, it goes on and on and on. I mean, it really is kind of a cluster for a lot of people.
It is another factor that we have to consider in the overall treatment and health care of our patients.
Absolutely. Okay, our guest has been Pete Privett. And Pete, thank you so much for being here. We're going to have you in, of course, early next year. We can be talking about how things are going, new programs and such. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
I look forward to it.
Fine.
Thank you for the C's. And your lovely bride. Thank you so much.
This is Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
It's currently 50 degrees. It's going to be high today at 55, and it is foggy out, so be careful.
Yeah. Hey, you know, what did we talk about today? We're going to try and start, we're going to start ending our show with what we talked about. I mean, kind of consensus of what's going on, what we think here. You know, one of the things we talked about originally was the board raises the superintendent's salary. And right after that, after we said, how could you raise the superintendent, the Board of Education's superintendent, Tom Armelino, how can you raise his salary 10.8% and this time raising him up to $157,000 in this time of austerity? And they even said that I'm concerned what the community thinks, yet they voted unanimously to do it. Tom Armelino turns around and turns it down. He turns down the raise, says this is not the time to do this. This is not, it's not, I, you know, thanks, but I'm not going to accept it. A big round of applause for Tom Armelino. A big round of boos. And what could you possibly be thinking to the Board of Education? You know, and I don't know who they all are, but Steve McFarland, who headed up the committee, Sue Wilson, who said, I wanted to give him more money. You know, I hope that when the next time there's an election, we're going to keep this paper here, and we're going to make that as one of the campaign slogans. Honestly, I think we wanted to give him even more money. And Rhonda Hall, who said that such a raise could have the public concerned. All right, we talked about that. Again, congratulations, Tom. Hey, there's something we didn't talk about today, but I think it's gonna have a big impact on the community. Record Searchlight, little spot right on the right-hand side on the bottom. Small union, city agree on a contract. Reading and a tiny police officers union have agreed on a new contract, which includes modest raises and concessions on retiree health benefits. I think you need to take a look at this, and there's something we're going to talk about, because this, you could be the bellwether. This could be the one that you're going to see in the future.
I want to share with you a feeling. I'm going to talk about a feeling, which I think is women do this. And there was a day in my life when somebody knocked on the door, I willingly opened it and greeted whoever was at the door. And I'm just really bummed that at this stage in my life, last night we had somebody, it came to the door, I was on the phone with my mom, so it was on long distance, and somebody knocked on the door, it was a younger gentleman, and he had a clipboard, and he said, your neighbors, this is the word, your neighbors told me to come by because we're selling blah, 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 and I looked through the shutters of our door, and I said, I'm sorry, I'm on the phone long distance, this is not a convenient time. The gentleman, the young gentleman, was very persistent. Well, I'm here because, I said, I am on the phone. This is not a convenient time. You can come back.
Trespassing.
So I just said, and I raised my voice, and I said, this is just, you know, and he was persistent. And at that point, I had a very uneasy feeling. Last night at 9:15, the doorbell rang again. And this young gentleman was at the door. At this point, you know, Carl, there's the booming Marine voice that looked out and said, this is A, too late, and B, what's he doing back again? So I just want to share that with you. It's just, you feel like maybe somebody's selling magazines, maybe they are doing a fundraiser, but not at 9:15 at night.
Yeah.
And don't come to my door and be rude. And I know people are in hard times, but I felt like, I wonder if he was casing the joint. He was, you know, calling to see who was home. I please don't answer the door. And you'll see in the newspaper today about the carjacking. A woman is just driving down the street, and a guy jumps in, holds a gun to her. What is she going to do? I suppose I would just be jumping out of the car or do whatever. I don't know. But she ended up driving with this guy. He pulls over, makes her pull over. She gets out of the car, and he's now off with her car. And that moment of probably fearing for her life. Lock your doors. I'm sorry, but that is the times we're living in. Lock your doors, and please, lock your car doors.
This is not the Reading I grew up in.
This is not the Reading. So I just had to share that with you twice yesterday. This young gentleman, well, I say young, he's probably in his mid-20s, with a clipboard saying, your neighbors told me to come by, I'm selling, and that's all I heard.
You've got to be really cautious. Hey, tomorrow our guest is going to be Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito.
All right.
Yeah, Jerry's ending up his term as the district attorney.
It's been a while.
We're going to talk to him. It's been a while since we talked to him. It's been since the election. See what Jerry's on. You know, let's see what Jerry's thinking about, where he's going to go, the future of what he thinks the district attorney will go to. You know, tomorrow, too, I'd like to probably addressing Wally Herger and the fight against the marijuana, making it federal, 404 congressional vote for it. Wally's going to be on our show December 14th at 8 o'clock. It's scheduled right now.
Celebrating our one-year anniversary.
Celebrating our one-year anniversary.
At
that's
KCNR
right.
KCNR on the
okay.
air.
Hey, we're going to we'll see you all tomorrow. This is Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.